Good morning, friends. You know, for a minute, I thought this children's time was going to be with me and all of the adults sitting in the audience. So I'm very happy to see a few of my friends that came in. I love the 4th of July. Can you guess why? Yes, I love my home and I love my country, but even more than that, I love this day because it means, for me, being with family, being with friends, being with good food, usually a barbecue. And I just love that special time together. But when it comes down to it, this is a day to celebrate the independence of our country. So I thought we would get a little bit into symbols of countries today. And I have a few flags for you. And I was hoping that maybe we can talk about them a little and you can help me identify these flags. I know a few of you adults, we might need some help. I know this one in particular, I learned about through Miss Phoebe's presentation. Do you know which country this is for? Which one? Yell it out. Indonesia. Phoebe had to do a project for her class, and I learned about this flag of Indonesia, how the two colors represent Mother Earth and Father Sky. How about this flag? Do we know where this flag is from? Oh, the rising sun. The rising sun represents which country, Manthes? Japan. Those guys are sure smart back there. How about this flag? Oh, let me turn it the other way. A thing that I learned about this flag from the Philippines is that it means two different things. If it's hung this way, it's nice and peaceful. If it's this way, we're at war. But I also learned how the sun with the eight rays represents the eight provinces of the Philippines. And the three stars represent the three main island tribes. Pretty cool. How about this flag? I don't see my friend Peter Davis. The United Kingdom, or the country of Britain, and how it actually has three different parts of it that represent the three different countries. The Red Cross of England, the this way cross, of this way cross, of St. Patrick for Ireland, and the blue Saltaire corners for St. Andrew from Scotland. I seem to have lost my flag for America, but we all know what that one looks like, right? Oh, there we go. The 13 stripes for the 13 colonies and the 50 stars for the 50 states. Each of these flags represent their country, and there is significant symbolism for why they were designed how they were. Now, each of those individual countries has a flag, but this flag unites people from all countries all over the world, and it's the flag of Christianity. A really cool thing that I learned is that the design, the concept for this flag actually came when the superintendent of Sunday school was giving an impromptu lecture when the person who was supposed to speak didn't show up to talk to the Sunday school kids. So he asked them, what do you think a flag for Christianity would look like? Just as a little impromptu discussion. And that was way back in 1890-something, I think. Then later, a few years, he was thinking about that conversation that he had with the kids, and he got together with another gentleman from the Methodist Young People's Missionary Group, And they designed this white flag with the blue and the red cross to represent Christians from all over the world. This flag unites us all in our love for Jesus and our wish to serve him. Now, in some churches in the United Methodist faith, you'll see this flag. And for the longest time, I thought that these flames were symbols of the Holy Spirit. But as you'll learn when you get into the confirmation class, you learn a lot about our church. But you learn that the two flames actually represent two churches that came together to unite to form our United Methodist Church. Now, on your clipboards, instead of a packet today, you have a blank flag. Perfect. And I want you to think about today, what would your flag look like? What colors would you use? What symbols or pictures would you use to represent who you are and the gifts and talents you bring to our world? And maybe at the end of the service today, you'll be willing to share your flag with Pastor Stacy and all of us gathered here. Today, in closing, I want to share with you a pledge that I found that goes along with our Christian flag. So I would ask that you would join me in the spirit of prayer as we all pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one community uniting all humankind in service and in love. Amen.